Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It doesn't matter what I discuss, but I will say this. Somebody ought to look into Joe Biden's statement because it was disgraceful.
It does seem like the dam is breaking on the Democratic side. Just last night, 10 Democrats all announced that if the new allegations are true, that they would then be open to impeachment proceedings.
There was no quid pro quo.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually I didn't.
You did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden.
Of course I did.
Nancy Pelosi already under growing pressure to move forward with impeachment. She is now issuing an ultimatum to the Trump White House.
I do hope that if Vice President Biden engaged in behavior that was inappropriate, I do hope that we get to the bottom of that.
If these allegations are true, it's a clear abuse of the president's office.
It is time for us to call out this illegal behavior and start impeachment proceedings right now.
Great conversation, totally appropriate conversation, couldn't have been better.
On Monday at the UN General Assembly in New York, President Trump responded to allegations that he attempted to pressure the president of Ukraine to open a corruption investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden by withholding military aid to the country.
We had a perfect phone call with the president of Ukraine. Everybody knows it. It's just a Democrat witch hunt. Here we go again.
And last night, there was another breaking development in the Ukraine story when the Washington Post, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal all reported that President Trump had personally ordered nearly $400 million in military aid to be withheld less than a week before his July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. Following the release of the Mueller report in April, House Democrats have been deeply divided over whether or not to move towards impeaching the president. But by Monday night, things seem to have changed. A group of freshman Democrats who had previously resisted backing impeachment wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post in response to the latest allegations against President Trump. Together, they wrote, "If these allegations are true, we believe these actions represent an impeachable offense." I'm joined by two Democratic lawmakers, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. She represents Michigan's 12th District in the House of Representatives. Congresswoman, welcome.
Good to be here.
And Congressman Tom Malinowski, who represents New Jersey's 7th. Congressman, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Representative Dingell, I wanted to start with you. Last night, you tweeted that you are in support of an impeachment inquiry, something you had previously not been willing to back. So tell us what changed your mind.
You know, I'm very worried about how divided this country is, and I continue to be worried. And if you read the Mueller report, very few people talk about how he talked about how Russia was trying to divide us as a country. But we cannot be divided on the rule of law. And the revelations that have occurred in the last week, our fundamental responsibility as members of Congress is to protect our national security and to protect our Constitution. And there are clear threats in what has been done or what has been reported to our national security. And we must follow the facts and hold the president accountable.
Many in your caucus had wanted to go for impeachment after reading the Mueller report, which you had just referenced. Did something in this whistleblower complaint raise the stakes for you? Something different than what you had previously understood about how this administration was acting?
You know, I have sort of an interesting perspective. When I was in high school, I interned and was very lucky to be close to a Republican Senator, Bob Griffin, who at time was in leadership. And I was with him the day, and he talked to me about ethics and about what your moral responsibility is as a legislator on the day that he came out after the Watergate tapes had been made public and said this president lied. And he went to the White House and told Richard Nixon he needed to resign. 17 days later, Richard Nixon did resign. This president took money that had been appropriated by the Congress for, it's been reported, we need the facts, but was appropriated by the Congress for national security to protect us from foreign enemies. It subject it to, quite frankly, it almost sounds like blackmail, and is using it for his own personal gain. That's just a threat to our national security, and it's a threat to our Constitution.
Representative Malinowski, now you've been supporting impeachment since early in the summer. Does this Ukraine story represent a watershed moment for you?
Yes, it does. I think President Trump has done a lot of things that are arguably impeachable, but this is a new level of disdain for the rule of law. You know, his defenders after the Mueller report said that, yeah, Russia may have interfered in our election in 2016, but Trump had nothing to do with it. There was no collusion. And now he's basically saying to us, you're darn right I'm colluding, and what are you going to do about it? Mm-hmm. He's, as Congresswoman Dingell said, he's extorting, using U.S. assistance to extort a foreign government into helping him in the next election. He's basing our foreign policy on whether foreign governments are willing to do him political favors. We cannot have that. And I'm afraid that in our system, as terrible as impeachment is as a last resort, only the House of Representatives has the constitutional authority to deal with a problem like this.
And now, Congressman, there are seven freshman lawmakers who wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post calling these allegations impeachable offenses, which you agree with, and you're also a freshman lawmaker. How significant is it that these fellow freshman lawmakers are now coming out in favor of impeachment?
I think it's very significant. First of all, a number of us, including the lawmakers who wrote that op-ed, have a foreign policy or national security background. We're all people who've taken the oath to protect the Constitution and our country many times before. We don't come to this decision lightly. But when the rule of law is in the balance, when the national security of our country is in the balance, we feel we have to do what we think is right. And I think the path forward now is quite clear for House Democrats and I think Republicans who care about the security of our country are going to have a very difficult personal choice to make.
Representative Dingell, the Washington Post reported last night that Nancy Pelosi is gauging her caucus about whether or not we've reached a tipping point toward impeachment. There's apparently going to be a meeting today. Do you have any sense of how that meeting with the Democratic caucus is going to play out? Do you think that the caucus is going to agree that we have reached a tipping point?
So, first of all, I have not spoken to the speaker on this in the last few days, but I've talked to a number of my colleagues, and I think we're all, you know, all of us have different perspectives, all of us are concerned about what's happening in the country, but probably talked to his 30 or so colleagues over the weekend. They are concerned. This is a whistleblower case that the inspector general said needed to be brought to the attention of Congress because it is a threat to our national security. This administration blocked bringing that threat, which they are required to do, and releasing it or giving it to the Intelligence Committee. We're all greatly disturbed, and how we proceed bothers us, but we have no choice. And, you know, Republicans should not be dividing us on following the rule of the law. We all have that same fundamental responsibility. So we do have a caucus today. We'll see what's said, but I think you're going to find that we're all trying to be thoughtful, measured, appropriate, get the facts, have the facts, and then do what our moral obligation is as representatives to protect this country.
Now, Congressman Moon, I'm going to get into the weeds for a moment here, but to see if there are other potential options beyond impeachment. In the past week, we've heard about other possible ways to put pressure on Trump, like reviving the inherent contempt powers, which would allow you to jail or fine uncooperative members of the executive branch. Are there discussions about other non-impeachment possibilities here that could similarly bring justice to this matter?
I think what we're trying to do is to get the facts. That's what's very disturbing. You know, we're talking to you, quite frankly, on newspaper reports of what has been in there, apparently collaborated by several different people. But this administration tries to evade having to answer questions by simply refusing to appear or to answer the questions. So we all believe in due process. We need the facts. If people refuse to cooperate and give us the facts, we need to look at what all the tools are.
Congressman, what happens if this goes forward, you impeach, and it's ultimately stonewalled by a Republican Senate, which frankly feels like an inevitability? If the Republicans don't vote to convict in the Senate and they don't vote to remove President Trump from office, is impeachment a waste of time and a political liability for Democrats going forward?
No and no. First of all, I don't think we know what's going to happen in the Senate. This is a new situation. We already saw Senator Romney come out with a very strong statement making clear that the facts need to come out and that if they are what they seem to be, it's a very, very bad situation for the president. We have a number of Republican senators who will be facing the voters next year in very difficult elections for them. I don't know if it's in their interest to try to justify the president's conduct in such an egregious case. But setting that aside, there's something so much larger at stake. We're a country based on laws. And if a law is repeatedly violated and we do nothing about it, it's almost as if that law no longer exists. The lines that the president is crossing will just be erased, not by his bad actions, but by our hesitation to call those actions for what they are. And so for me, the obligation that we face is very, very clear. We have to defend these lines or they will disappear. We can kick President Trump out of office in the next election, but if we don't hold him accountable now, we will live in a country where presidents henceforth will be able to do whatever they want so long as they can continue to win elections. We will be an electoral popular democracy, not a constitutional democracy. I cannot accept that.
Congresswoman Dingell, do you have any faith that if you were to find that the president committed crimes here via an impeachment, that the Republicans in the Senate would vote to convict?
I think we have to take this day by day. I don't think we should be divided as a Congress on following the rule of the law. We need to see what the facts are. We need to see what the investigation brings out. And I hope that my colleagues on both sides will very closely study the facts and see where they take us. I am very worried about an impeachment dividing this country further. In my lifetime, I've never seen it so divided. But I think all of us, Republican or Democrats, we're Americans first. And we have a moral responsibility to protect our national security and to protect our Constitution. And as Tom said so well, that we are a nation of laws. So am I worried about what we're going to see? But I was there. I watched when a Republican senator in leadership called for Richard Nixon to resign when they had the facts that he had lied on tape. And I'm going to choose to believe that my colleagues, when they get the facts, and when we all get the facts, we'll know what the right thing to do is.
And Congressman Malinowski, one final question for you, if I could. You won a tight race against incumbent Republican Letterman Lance in New Jersey. And so this is a political question, if I could. Do you get the sense that independent and maybe more right-leaning voters in your district will support you if the House goes forward with impeachment? Or do you understand that that could be a political liability?
The voters who sent me to Washington, first and foremost, want me to fight for their interests. And in New Jersey, that's about taxes and transportation and health care. So long as I keep doing that, then they are going to be okay with me doing what I believe is right to protect the Constitution of the United States and to protect our national security. I came out for an impeachment inquiry a couple of months ago, and the reaction I've gotten back home in my district has been very, very positive. And again, I think especially in the face of the news of the last week, I'm not worried about the consequences of doing the right thing.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell represents Michigan's 12th District in the House of Representatives, and Congressman Tom Malinowski represents New Jersey's 7th. Thank you to you both. Much appreciated for coming on The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.